Here we are starting to talk about fall events. September is just around the corner, and the folks at the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association gearing up once again for their Saturdays in the Park events at Safford Park. So Walter Hubley and Kevin Coughlin are here in studio to tell us all about it. Welcome, gentlemen. Good to see you both.
Great to see you as well.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Of course. Always, yeah. Always happy to see you, Walter. And Kevin, great to catch up with you. It's been a little while.
It has been a little while, yeah.
So here with the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association. What happened to the Montclair Wollaston the Neighborhood Association?
Well, I will probably be approaching you for our annual Pumpkin Spice Festival,
yes.
Which will be coming up October 18th.
He already knows the date.
I know the date. Okay. I've got my permit, and I've already started, you know, making the calls that I need to get the vendors and all that type of stuff.
Okay. So it's not. It really isn't too early to start.
No, because you come to quickly find out that vendors get booked up months,
right.
Sometimes even a year in advance, especially in the fall.
Sure, sure. So, Walter, I'm sure you found that when you were preparing Saturdays in the Park for this year, right? You probably started back in, what, spring?
Oh, I tried to lock in the schedule, I'd say, back in April.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, as Kevin said, a lot of the vendors and also the bands book out quite far in advance.
So exactly.
Yeah, you got to get organized early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how long has it been for Saturdays in the Park now?
I want to say we're on our fifth year,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how's
kind
it been
of lost
going?
Track. It's going very well.
Yeah.
The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association, we do a whole bunch of things in the neighborhood to help build community, bring people together, whether it's organizing volunteer efforts, whether it's hosting music at the park. And
Porch
so
Fest.
Porch Fest as well.
Yeah.
And then we also do Cleaner Greener. We do all kinds of things to help
right.
bring our neighbors together. And we also try to advocate for different concerns that neighbors might have, whether it's traffic, parking, all those different types
yeah.
of quality of life issues in the neighborhood. So we've been doing that for about 15 years. And
wow.
Saturdays in the Park has really taken flight. It's definitely a very popular event among the neighbors. We get about somewhere between, it really varies, about I'd say maybe between 200 to 400
Do you really?
Guests at the park for
yeah.
each weekend.
Nice.
And yeah, it's a great day.
I know it all kind of really took off after Safford Park got a facelift, right?
Yeah. So the Wollaston Labor Association spearheaded a CPA project.
Yeah.
I want to say it was completed back in 2014, supported by then Councillor Kevin
That's
Coughlin,
right. yeah.
a CPA grant. Yeah, so we renovated the park and with really this type of programming in mind.
Yeah.
We really wanted to find a way to create the neighborhood hearth, if you will, the place where everyone gets together and gathers for different reasons.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, whether it's the tree lighting, whether that Kevin started, how many years ago did you do that start?
That was 2002. I think it was my first year in
Is
office.
That right?
Yeah.
We got a tree planted there and then it took off, getting the fire department to bring Santa down and having music and with the Wollaston school participation
mm-hmm.
and
right across the street, so
yeah,
that works
yeah.
out well.
It's been great to see, that tradition has been,
yeah.
been carried on.
Well, there
on.
Was no power at the park prior to that. That was
That's
a
right.
big problem,
That's
right?
true.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was no electricity,
yeah.
so it really kind of hindered things that you could do, especially at night or as dawn turns to dusk, as it were.
Yeah.
So is it, Walter, used at any other times of the year?
Yeah, so what I love is not only does the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association do programming at the park, as
yeah.
I said, we do our tree lighting, which we've continued the tradition that Kevin started.
The Clara Yeoman's Tree.
Exactly.
Clara Yeoman's Tree.
We do Saturdays in the Park, we do Cleaner Greener, we do all kinds of things down there, but also I'm finding other neighbors are using it for mm. different events, whether it's a birthday party. I've actually seen people doing wedding photos and graduation photos down there because it's a much nicer environment now
yeah.
that the city's made a big investment in it. And also, I was volunteering back in June for the Wollaston School PTO because they ran their end of year festival there. So I was helping out with logistics and just being supportive of that effort. So it really makes me feel great to see not only the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association using that park, but all of the neighbors and other associations. I'm also very happy that we've had partners. So we have neighbors who come down and take care of different things at the park, whether it's plantings. We have the Wollaston Garden Club
sure.
that takes care of an entire corner, which
nice.
When we first did the renovation, I knew who to go to get stuff done of that nature. And so they've been doing a great job ever since. So it's really become a full community effort.
Yeah, and it's not huge, and it's not that big, really, but it's really all you need, right?
We'll say it's 0.22 acres.
Okay.
Not a lot, but just enough.
Yeah, exactly,
know?
Just enough, yeah. And it's I think that the most attractive thing is it's walkable. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
right in the neighborhood, so folks can just walk there, right?
Yeah, and there's great seating.
Yeah.
Actually, the Coughlin family and the Hubley family both donated granite benches that
yes.
are side by side up on the stairs.
Okay.
And we also recently installed a tiny book house, which was a recommendation from our neighbor Jane Higgins. And you know, Kathy's been also really interested in doing something like that as well. So we had the North Quincy High School carpentry program create a tiny book house that the Walston Hill Association had installed and paid for.
Yeah.
And now neighbors can go across the street and pick up a book and go sit on one of the benches and enjoy the park. It's just another way to enhance the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. And do you want folks to donate books to that too?
A few neighbors are already down there doing it.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. You know, my daughter donated a few books from, because she's moving apartments. She's like, oh, I'll definitely donate some books.
Yeah.
To make her move a little lighter, but then a couple of neighbors all of a sudden started showing up and putting books in, taking books out, and that's really what it's all about.
Oh, neat. Yeah, it's they call them little libraries, I guess. They're kind of
little lending libraries
lending
or something like that.
Yeah, they've become popular now. Yeah.
So it's great.
Great
stuff.
Does it need anything more? Any future plans for the park?
I think we're in good shape. We let that happen organically.
Yeah.
We every time something comes up. So we, as you mentioned, it's helpful to have power, which is one of the things we did during the renovation.
Yep.
We also added water, which helps us maintain the plantings and
so forth,
as well as giving our food vendors the ability to get water and so forth.
That's
for
good
clean.
To know. Yeah.
And it's a big help. You can't have a bubble party without water. So.
True.
Yeah.
Is it lit at night?
There is a safety light across the street that's mounted on the telephone pole right in front of the little convenient where Baby Cakes used to be.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's we did have some uplighting on the wall, which isn't really working, so I got to dig into that and find out how to get those working again. But that's
about
it. Yeah.
All right. And trash receptacles, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Those are maintained by the city?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
It's a city park, so it gets all the same services and care, lawn mowing and so forth.
Sure.
But, you know, us neighbors kick in and do plantings and stuff like that and watch out for it. Yeah,
very nice. All right, let's talk about Saturdays in the park, kicking off on September 6th, right?
Yep, that's right. So every Saturday in September from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m., we're going to have live music, two performances from two different bands each week. We will have food and beverages available for sale from the Assembly Restaurant. They call themselves Assembly on Hancock, I believe, now.
Okay.
And so they're our food vendor. And then we also have cornhole boards. We have a large Connect Four game for the kids.
Really?
And yeah, we've got all kinds of different, you know, kids games. And we've got a bunch of picnic tables that we put out for the event. And so it's a great day for families to show up, have some lunch, have some dinner, whichever time you catch it. And then enjoy two bands in a row for free. No cost for attending, but the food and beverages are for sale. And so, yeah, it's every Saturday from 2 to 7. And if you want, I can run through the different artists. And
absolutely,
sure.
We have one of them with us. So
it's true. This was what I was hoping to do, a segue. So
maybe while you're doing that, we have some pictures actually that you provided just to give folks an idea of what the setting looks like during Saturdays in the park.
Sounds good.
Yeah, there's one of them.
So you see, we get a great crowd.
Sure.
And so
what's the lineup, Alder?
Yeah. So the lineup is on September 6th. We have Anthony Andronico, and he's going to be opening up for Bad Street. Anthony does 50s to 60s, some 70s, and also some modern hits. And then Bad Street is a female-led classic rock band, which they performed at Perch Fest, both of these.
Okay.
And then on September 13th, we have Anna Daly Young, who does a lot of her own original music. She's been touring around the country, had a little stint during the summer on the West Coast. And she also does some covers. Then we have the Tokyo Tramps coming back. We've had them before, and they also perform at Porch Fest. Everyone who performs at this event has performed at Porch Fest or this event previously.
Okay, so folks would be familiar with them if they've been to Porch
Fest. Yeah, or if you missed them, now you can catch them.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then on the 20th, we have Matt Demo, who is the lead singer for Bell Bottom, one of the bands that played at Wally Beach Wednesdays this year.
Okay.
Great band. And he's playing a solo. And then the Rudder Crew, which is with Kevin Coughlin and his friends.
Yes.
And he'll talk a little bit more about that. And then on Saturday the 27th, we have The Fall, which is a 90s cover band. And then they do a lot of U2 and other popular 90s bands music. And then we have SPX, which is a band that plays, we'll say, a very wide range of music, from classic rock to modern hits. And they have an interesting part. They got together and they gig because, number one, they enjoy doing it, and number two, everything that they get paid they donate it to childhood cancer research. Wow. And so they're a band with a passion for music and a cause.
Yeah.
And my wife, Catherine, we know them because my wife, Catherine, went to high school with two of the band members.
Oh, okay. So she's talked about that in the past.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Nice. So they're great people and great music.
Very good.
And yeah, each year we try to mix it up. We walk around at Porch Fest and we try to look at all the new bands and we think which ones we'd like to hire.
Recruiting, you know?
Well, exactly. Yeah. It's a great audition. Yeah. You get to see how the crowd reacts to them and how they can, you know, how they perform. And then, you know, and really we want to, you know, give back to the fact that they donated their talent and time perform at Porch Fest.
Yeah.
So in return, we try to give them a paying gig to help them get even further.
Okay, so everybody wins, really.
Yeah, trying to make a win-win there.
Yeah, nice. So the Rudder Crew, Kevin.
Yeah.
Your band.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, before we even get into that, I can't let the moment pass without paying homage to everything that Walter has done in this particular regard, beyond the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association, because you know, he and Kathy were the catalyst, and you know, having been involved with the Montclair Wollaston Neighborhood Association, you know, dating back more than 30 years, you know, I have a visceral understanding as to, you know, how helpful it can be to the community that you serve, and you know, certainly beyond that now, you know, the Saturdays in the Park. I can't help, every time I hear the Chicago song, Saturdays
right?
in the Park, I think it was the 4th of July,
yeah.
it goes on,
yeah.
and it talks about, you know, real celebration and then joy
yes.
that's brought to the community. Both Porch Fest and this, you know, you talk about the impact on building a sense of community.
Mm.
People that have an opportunity to come out and to meet neighbors that they might otherwise never have, you know, been able to engage, you know, across, you know, all cultural lines that, you know, that disappear.
Yes.
You know, and it's you know, the enjoyment, the positive impact, you know, it just can't be understated.
And I'm thinking if you're a relatively new resident and a little hesitant, you know, maybe to try and meet your neighbor, here's a great opportunity.
Here's your,
no barriers, no boundaries, because it's a social gathering. So it's a perfect way.
Yeah, and it brings some, you know, it brings a personal joy to be able to listen to music perhaps that strikes a chord
right.
or, you know, brings back a memory
yes.
or whatever. You know, it's just so. I just wanted to, you know, put that out there.
Okay.
Because I think it's important to recognize. And of course, the city has exploded this year
yes.
in those types mm-hmm. of opportunities with the quadricentennial.
Right.
But these types of things that, you know, that have been happening year after year after year. I go back and I think about the Arts in the Park program
mm-hmm.
that existed
sure.
during Jim Sheets' administration.
Yep.
I think about the beginning of the amphitheater with Ruth Gordon and the years that with Joe Larea. That was in existence, and then it kind of fell off, but
mm-hmm.
now it's back.
Full blown. Yes. Tonight there's a great performance, a Pink Floyd tribute band, actually,
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah. And, I, you know, my wife and I spend a lot of time, you know, in other cities and towns and down the Cape and mm-hmm. whatever, and there's certainly a vibrant arts community on the Cape, but this city has really eclipsed. You know, what we've seen in other locations in terms of the offerings and these types of things that Walter and Kathy, you know, brought to fruition and that continue to exist are important. But anyways, back
so
to
tell me about your band.
The band, the Rudder Crew. Yeah.
Were the Rudder Kings originally?
We were the Rudder Kings.
Okay.
When we were only a five member male, all male band.
Ah, gotcha.
And then two ladies, two wives of two of the original band members joined. And there was some consternation about being referred to as the Rudder Kings,
okay.
which I could understand.
Yeah.
I mean, although Queen is mostly, isn't that mostly a male group?
You got it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Queen, the band Queen?
The band
Queen.
Freddie
Mercury?
Yeah, right? Okay.
So,
we all understood that there was some discomfort with just being continuing on as the Rudder Kings.
Okay, all right.
And so we had to come up with something, we didn't want to totally lose our identity.
Okay.
So, you see, I'm wearing a sailboat today. I mean, all of us in the band have been mariners,
oh.
which is interesting.
Okay.
Sailboaters, power
that
boaters,
interesting. Yeah.
or stink, po- potters, as I call us, who have power boats versus the blowboaters. But anyways, yes, so we started out with five, became seven.
Well, it's a big band.
Yeah, it is.
What's your music? What kind of?
We serve up a wide variety of music. We started out with mostly classic rock, weaved in country. We've done some bluegrass, as one of our members is in a prolific bluegrass performer in his own right, Matt Valencius. In fact, he's playing with two or three different bluegrass bands during the course of the summer.
Oh, okay.
So, so there's myself, my son Matt, and Jim Carroll, who became our bass player. He's from Reading. Everyone else is from Quincy. We lost our original bass player to cancer. Mm. But anyway, which is that he was a close friend of mine, so it's a little bit difficult for me to traverse down that road. But and then Conaberry Bolton Valencius, who's Matt's wife, Pat Noe, the drummer, who brought us together through an ad in Nextdoor, the neighborhood site.
Yes, true.
Yeah, I remember back in early 2019 seeing an ad, someone looking for folks to start a band.
Yeah.
And
that's how it came together.
And that's how it came together. We met down, and I think he met with us individually down at Panera and interviewed us, I suppose, in a way.
Yeah.
And that's how we coalesced originally, the five of us, and then the ladies were brought on board. I've been in bands throughout my performing life and always felt like having a female vocalist really adds so much.
For sure.
to
a whole different dynamic.
A whole different dynamic.
Yeah.
And having two even doubles that. So
so what will you be performing for Saturdays in the Park this year?
We'll be performing our mix of music.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away. I want people to show up.
All right.
But
all right.
But you know, you'll hear everything from, you know, from maybe an Eagles tune to you know, something from the Stones to, you know, something, you know, from, you know, pick a country, you know, group or band or singer.
And we
try to mix it up and give everyone a choice and
take requests.
Listening pleasure, we do.
You do.
And even if it rains, we play. I mean, Walter will tell you, oh my God.
I was going to ask about that, Walter.
We performed, we had some tents set up.
Yes.
Which was perfect.
Yes.
We had to ditch all of the electronic gear and amplifiers and all that. And we had we had acoustic guitars.
We had the unplugged rudder.
We had the unplugged
rudder crew.
Yeah, rudder crew, yeah.
Very good.
I will be forever grateful because it salvaged the event. That was the year we had so many dates canceled due to rain.
Gosh, yes.
And this one was sort of marginal. It was the tough call. And so we decided to just, you know, we're from New England. We're just going to forge right through.
I know, that's your saying.
And they
would like a couple of songs into our first set, maybe. Or
and
something.
Then we had to shut it all down.
It was like
the sky was opened up.
Oh, no. This isn't happening.
WollastonHill.com is your website, right, Walter?
Yep.
Get all the information that we talked about and more.
Yep, WollastonHill.com. Yep. You can also find all of our social media from there as well. And maybe just quick logistics.
We
encourage everyone to either walk to the event or bike.
Yeah.
There is parking on streets nearby, but please be courteous to neighbors.
Yep.
The Wollaston T is just a couple of blocks away. The 211 bus stops right across the street.
Okay.
And then please bring a chair or blankets, or you can use one of our picnic tables. And that's it.
Okay, very
all right.
Good.
Got it all in.
It's free admission, and obviously the food and beverages.
Yeah, cost food and beverage for price, and then free admission.
Great. Have a wonderful event again this year, guys. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Very welcome.